We thank you for our families, our beloved ones, close ones.
Meillä on niin paljon sinulle kiitoksen aihetta.
We have so much to give thanks unto you for.
Pukea sanoiksi.
That we cannot even begin to put them in words.
Kiitoksen aihe on kuitenkin
the greatest thanks is for thy beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, in his work of atonement for our sake. You let him be born here into this time, and on Good Friday, through his death, he arose on Easter morning and he atoned for our sins. And for this we also wish to thank you. We give you thanks for thy grace kingdom, for that kingdom in which we have been able to dwell together unto this evening moment. And our prayers are that you would protect us in this kingdom until we would be called away into heavenly home to be with you. And now when we begin to read and search the word, give us ears that hear and a heart that will catch. For these we ask you in the name of thy Son. Amen.
Ajattelin lukea
I thought to read
tutkimisen aiheeksi
to be
sen evankeliumista
spoken of from the Gospel of St. John from chapter 7
muutamia jakeita
a few verses from verse 37 to verse 43.
Tämä teksti vie meidät Jerusalemiin.
This text brings us into Jerusalem.
Ja nuo sanat kuuluvat Jeesuksen nimeen.
The following words in Jesus' name.
Jeesus nousi
in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Joka uskoo minuun, hänen
he that believeth on me,
kumpuavat elävän veden virrat,
as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Tällä Jeesus tarkoitti henkeä,
but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should
vielä
receive.
Ei henki ollut tullut,
for the Holy Ghost
Jeesusta
was not yet given,
ollut kirkastettu.
Because that Jesus was not
Jeesuksen
yet glorified.
Sanat kuultuaan, jotkut
many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet.
Sanoivat,
others said, this is the Christ.
Epäilivät,
but some said,
tule.
Shall Christ come out of Galilee?
Sanotaan,
hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh from the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. Amen.
Tämä tekstikohta
this portion of the text
lehtimajan juhliin,
is at that celebration of the dwelling in the garden.
Niin kuin Raamatusta voimme lukea,
as we can read from the Bible,
juhla,
this celebration, it lasted 8 days.
Pyhäpäivänä ja päättyi
it began
pyhäpäivään.
On the Sunday, and it ended on a Sunday, or holy day.
Sen muistoksi,
and it was in remembrance
Israelin kansan asua lehtimajoissa korpivaelluksen matkalla.
When the people of God were living in leaf dwellings along the journey through the wilderness, celebration of these leaf dwellings
ehkä noin viikkoa ennen
the great day of atonement,
voidaan sanoa, että
we can say
niin pyhä päivä,
it was such a holy day,
sapattien sapatiksi,
that it was called the Sabbath of the Sabbath.
Ja sekin on Juudan kansalle
and that is to the people of Judea
päivä.
A Sabbath day given by God from God.
Tunsivat myöskin
and this importance,
kansan viholliset,
the enemies of the people of Israel, we can read from history
that niin sanottu
in the 70s the Yom Kippur War was fought.
Israelin kansa oli synagogissa, niin
when the people of Israel
maahan.
Were in the synagogue, the enemy attacked the land.
Meilläkin on koti Suomessa ja luterilaisessa
here in our home Finland and in
seurakunnissa on
the Lutheran congregations,
sunnuntaipäivä.
We also have a holy day Sunday.
Viikon viimeinen päivä.
The last day of the
ja
week.
Niin kuin Raamatusta muistamme kymmenen
and as we remember from the Bible, from the law of the Ten Commandments,
erotettu.
The Sabbath
siis
is
lepopäivä.
Divided from the
niin me tahdomme
other days. It is a day of rest Sabbath, and we wish to keep this day holy, that we would quieten
niin
unto the Word of God, as Luther says in the Catechism.
Me mielellämme kuuntelemme Jumalan
that
sanaa.
We willingly listen to the word
se
of God.
Siis arjesta erotettu.
It is separated from our daily life.
Muutama ajatus ennen kuin menemme tähän varsinaiseen tekstiin, niin
before we go into our text here, brothers and sisters here, service guests, you have read the Bible, you know this gospel, this portion of the Gospel of St. John. Before these happenings, which I read in the beginning of the sermon, Jesus had begun his public duty. He had done many miracles that his disciples had seen,
suuren väkijoukon keskellä.
But also in the midst of a great amount of people, he had walked
hän
on water, he had fed
5,000
men
paimenpojan eväillä
with
ja
the lunch of a shepherd boy.
Tämän johdosta monet ihmiset etsivät
and many people began to seek Jesus.
Sen tähden, että he halusivat
some
sielulleen
sought
autuuden.
Him out that they wished
osa etsi sen
for salvation
tähden,
for their soul.
Some sought ajallisia tarpeita.
That they would be able to fulfill their daily needs. That they would receive bread to eat.
Jotkut väkijoukosta asettivat
some
ehdon
in the crowd put different things before believing. They said unto Jesus, what miracle wilt thou do that we would believe upon you?
Me voimme kysyä tänä iltana,
we can ask this evening,
voiko uskomiselle asettaa ehtoja?
That can we put certain demands before our faith?
Ei voi.
And we can ask, we can answer, no,
usko
we can't.
Suurta Jumalan lahjaa,
faith
armoa.
Is a great gift of God.
Jos me jotakin ehtoja asetamme,
his grace,
niin sehän ei ole silloin
if we put certain
Jumalasta,
things that demand from it something,
meistä.
There is something of us in it, not of God.
Epäuskon tähden,
because of unbelief,
nasaretilaisena Joosefin poikana,
Jesus was seen as a son of Joseph of Nazareth. Many could not believe upon him.
Raamattu osoittaa muutamissa kohdin myöskin tämän saman asian.
Our scriptures relate in different portions of the same matter.
Kehottaa uskomaan
when Jesus
häneen. Hän teki kyllä ihmeitä,
says to believe upon him, he did do miracles. so that people would believe through these miracles.
Raamattu erässä kohdassa, niin
but the Bible
muistatte,
in one portion, as you surely remember, speaks of the rich man
siis
and of Lazarus, poor Lazarus.
Seuroissa, niin
there are children here also at these services. You remember that story of poor Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus did not have temporary riches. He had lost his health.
Hän virui siellä rikkaan miehen portin
pielessä. Laying in the gate of the rich man. And as you remember, the story ends
kun nimeltä mainittu Lazarus kuoli.
When Lazarus died,
enkel saatossa Abrahamin
helmaa. He was taken. The angels took him to the bosom of Abraham, and when the rich man died, he did not even have a name, at least mentioned in the Bible. He fell into damnation. And there he spoke with Father Abraham and said, when it is so terrible to be here,
nousta ylös. Mennä hänen isänsä kotiin ja kertomaan niille veljille, että
rise up from here and go into the home of his father and tell his brothers to repent so that you would not have to come here. And he was answered, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, they would not believe even though someone would rise up from hell. We do not need any miracles. We are asked to listen to Moses and the prophets.
Nuo tuon ajan ihmiset eivät jaksaneet.
The people of that time
uskoa. Hän oli liian
did not
vähäinen.
Believe upon Jesus.
Kyllä uskovaisten joukko.
The flock of believers
vähäpätöisenä ja
has been seen as something small and falling into errors.
Ja ajattelen ja uskon niin, että kun
I think and I believe
sijaa,
that when sin begins to dwell in your heart, then the flock of believers begins to look like that.
Ja tunnusteta
we do not
niitä entisiä confess veljiä, sisaria kanssa matkaajiksi. Ja voi olla, että se koti Sionikin
to our travel brothers and sisters and our home of Zion does not is not seen anymore as a golden candlestick. That when sin begins to dwell in us, may God protect every one of us, that our home Zion would always look precious, where the Lord Jesus through his Spirit dwells.
Asukkaat näyttäytyisivät meille
and that the dwellers in our home Zion look to us to be very beloved as brothers and sisters.
Tämän luvun 7 alkupuolella kerrotaan
in the beginning
siitä,
of chapter 7 it tells us
Jeesuksen kotona keskusteltiin siitä, että
how in the home of Jesus they spoke
lähteä lehtimajan juhlille.
That they would
kertoo senkin, että
go to the feast of the tabernacle.
Jeesuksen kotona kaikki olleet uskomassa.
That everyone in the home
Maria
of Jesus was not believing. There is a nice testimony of Mary, the mother, but of the brothers.
Ei todista heistä hyvää, kun Raamattu
the Bible does not testify good of them.
Jeesukseen.
When the Bible writes that it is written in the Bible that they did not believe upon Jesus.
Jeesus sanoi, että hän ei sinne tule.
Jesus said
mutta Jeesus lähti kuitenkin
that he is not coming there, but then Jesus went a little bit later. And when the celebration was halfway through, Jesus went into the temple and began to teach.
Hän opetti niin taitavasti
he taught so
well että siellä kyseltiin,
of the word of God that was written before,
mies voi tuntea kirjoitukset.
That they began to ask that how can this man who has not learned, how can he know these books,
ehkä
these words?
Ja siksi hämmästeltiin, miten tuo voi tuntea kirjoitukset.
They were indeed surprised that how could he know of these writings, for Jesus did not fill the picture in their mind that they thought that a spiritual teacher should look like.
Jeesus pitäytyi opetuksessaan kirjoituksiin.
Jesus kept with his teachings, and we have learned in the midst of this Christianity that here we also wish in our sermons and in our words to always remain with the word of God that was written before.
Viime sunnuntaina siellä kotipaikkakunnallani oli
last Sunday
rakas veli palvelusvuorossa.
A beloved brother was serving.
Näin sanoi kirkasti.
And he said
asiaa näin
in
ja
this
sanoi,
way he enlightened this matter.
Joskus tämän uskovaisten joukon jättäneet saattavat
sometimes those who have left this flock of believers may criticize
siitä,
believers of that.
Heidän seuroissaan
that at their services,
their
boards, their service servers, their speakers or others,
opetuksen sisällön,
that they define
ja sen, että miten
that what we teach
Jumalan lasten tulisi elää, että he eläisivät Jumalan
tahdon mukaisesti. Then say how the child of God should live, that they would live according to the word of God. I ask you tonight, this evening moment, beloved service guest, is it so? Does the board or the servers of the word tell you how to believe, how to live?
Omasta ja sinun puolestasi sanoa, että niin
kuin veli
siinä saarnassaan sanoi,
as the brother said in his sermon, that no, they do not tell us who.
Me voimme sanoa
tells us,
Jumalan
we can
sana,
say the word
sana,
of God,
on kirjoitettu pyhään
the
kirjaan,
word that is written into the holy
Jumalan
book.
Tahto.
There is the will ja of God found.
Pyhä henki, joka
and the Holy Spirit
Jumalan seurakunnassa tekee
that
sen
affects
sanan
in
eläväksi.
The kingdom of God makes the word
tämä siis ei ole ihmisten
alive. This is not
opetus, tai uskon oppi, vaan
defined by man, but the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit
sanan,
of God,
joka on kirjoitettu,
makes his word
ja se sama
alive,
henki myöskin opettaa yksittäistä uskovaista
which is written,
hänen sydämessään,
and it also affects the believer in his heart to act as a child of God.
Tämä teksti, jonka luin, niin siinä Jeesuksen sanoista voi sen huomata.
From the words of Jesus we can notice.
Vastakkain oli usko ja epäusko.
That belief and unbelief were on opposite.
Mutta vaikka Jeesusta vastustettiin niin paljon,
even though they were against Jesus so much in Jerusalem and elsewhere, he still continued his work.
Hän väsymättä teki sitä työtä, jonka
he
isä
did
oli
his
hänelle
work
antanut.
Without tiring that his
ja
father had given him.
Siitä, jos joku
and did not care
siitä huolimatta
if someone was against him.
Kertoi Jumalan suurista teoista.
But he spoke of the great
sitä,
works, the great things of God.
Käskenyt.
He spoke of that that God had asked him to speak of.
Juhlassa huusi, että
when he called at this
jano, feast, minun luokseni ja juokoon.
If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Sanoma siitä, että mistä löytyy
these
armahdus, are,
this is a clear saying that where
Jumalan
grace can be found.
Rauha.
where one can find the peace of God,
se autuus,
where one can find that salvation, that righteousness that would be acceptable to God.
Tämän tekstin ydinsanoma on juurikin siinä, että
the central, the main point of this text
ihmisen
is that God wishes to have
mutta
mercy upon a sinful man, but also
Jumalan
another matter.
Vanhurskaus,
the righteousness of God
uskosta uskoon.
Comes from faith to faith.
Vettä,
he who drinks of that living water
niin
that Jesus gives, he becomes that
moniakin kertomuksia
fount of water,
Pietarin ja Korneliuksen kohtaaminen.
Of Peter and Cornelius when they met. Peter, as a believing man, proclaimed of the kingdom of God, spoke of the good God, of the atoning work of Jesus.
Armo evankeliumia kuulijoille.
He offered that grace gospel to his listeners.
Vastaan,
and when they accepted this through faith, they also became
tai
the same
Saul,
fountains of living water for Saul. When he was angry at the believers,
armon,
when he received the grace
Ananias
of repentance,
sen
the believing
Jumalalta
Ananias proclaimed
niin Sauluksesta tuli elävän
this
veden
from God
lähde,
to Saul. Then Saul also became the fount of living water and a very strong worker in the kingdom of God.
Vaikkakin saamme Raamatusta sen lukea, että
even though we can read from the Bible
uskon näköala
that the view of faith
avaudu, jollei Jumala
does
avaa
not open, if God does not open it.
Vain jos Jumala avaa ihmisen sydämen,
only
niin
if God opens the heart of man,
hän voi ottaa evankeliumin arvon, armon
can
vastaan.
He accept
mutta
that grace
toisinpäin. Se, minkä Jumala avaa,
grace gospel, but then what God opens,
voi sulkea.
No one can close it.
Here
at these services,
joku
there may someone sit, a sister or brother at these services, who has received the grace of repentance from the world into the kingdom of God.
Iloitsit löydöstäsi, koit löytäjä iloa,
rejoiced at
Jumala
this finding,
iloa.
Rejoiced
voi olla, että
with the joy of a child of God.
Eivät jaksaneet iloita.
It may be that
voi
all your close ones were not able to rejoice.
Pyydettiin takaisin siihen vanhaan.
It may be that you were asked to go back
mutta
into the old life.
Tahdon sinulle sanoa,
but I wish to say unto you
Jumala avasi,
that what God opens,
sulkea.
No one can close it.
Jumalan valtakunnan armohoidossa,
when you wish to remain in the grace care of this kingdom,
niin
to make the journey,
pysyy avoinna.
That open, that door will remain
niin
open.
Ilmestyskirjassa,
as it was said in the book of Revelation, to the congregation, to the servant of the congregation of Philadelphia,
avoin ovi.
Before you is an open
minä
door.
Olen sen avannut.
I have
sitä
opened this,
sulkea.
And no one can close it.
Even
the
servant
of the word was seen as poor, poor in himself,
niin hänellä oli edessä avoin ovi.
He had before him an open door.
Johtaa?
And where
se
did this open door lead?
Herra Jeesus.
The open
Herra
door
Jeesus
was the Lord Jesus,
ja
the Lord himself.
Luokseen,
and when the door leads to him,
pysyä,
and when one can remain believing
saakka, niin
unto the end of one's days,
sieltä avautuu iankaikkinen elämä.
Then everlasting life shall be opened.
Yksi varsin koskettavia kohtia Raamatussa on, kun
touching portions of the Bible.
Täällä kuitenkin puhutaan paljon myös siitä, että oli sitä vastaanottavaista uskoa, ei pelkästään epäilyksiä, vaan oli vastaanottavaista uskoa. Niin yksi
that were those who were receiving faith.
Koskettava kertomus on,
the one
se liittyy joulun aikaan. Täällä on
tale
lapsia seuroissa.
happened around Christmas.
Te muistatte sen.
There are children here. You remember of that story when the wise men came from the east.
Vastasyntynyttä kuningasta.
And they sought
the newly born king. Tätä kuningasta sieltä vallan hoveista.
And they went to ask from the king who was in power, but he was not there.
Siellä vallan hoveissa, kuninkaan hovissa kyllä tiedettiin, että
rooms of the king, they knew that the Messiah was to be born into Bethlehem. They knew this, but they had no belief. They knew that he would be born in Bethlehem, but they did not have strength to believe that now he was born.
Me voimme todeta, että tieto ei auta.
We can say knowledge
does not help,
but faith
saves.
Then the wise men from the east continued onward. They went to Bethlehem.
Heitä johti Jumalan sana kirkas.
And the word of God led them a bright star in heaven. And when they reached that stable,
avasivat oven.
They opened the door.
He ihastuivat, että heittäytyivät maahan. He löysivät
they were
sen,
so
jota olivat etsineet.
Joyous that they fell on their knees. They found so much more than an earthly king.
Ja he uskoivat.
They found an everlasting king and they believed.
Siitä, kuinka
it is a beautiful
löytää.
Story how a seeker shall find.
Kristillisyydessä on aina sanottu, että
in Christianity it has been said,
syntinsä tuntevalle on aina armon evankeliumi kelvannut.
To one who knows his sin,
ihminen, joka
the gospel of grace has always
been
accepted. When one feels one's own sinfulness,
niin hän tahtoo tarttua tuohon vapauttavaan
and seeks for God, he wishes
sanomaan.
To take hold of this word of freedom. One story comes to mind that happened a long time ago. A person who lived then
oli kulkenut monissa hengellisyyksissä, monissa
who had traveled in many different religions, many different places seeking for God.
Sieltä
traveling with his friends,
palatessaan usein puheli ystävien kanssa, että
when he returned home, he spoke many times with his friends that how can one know that sins are forgiven? How can one know this?
Niin
and when he went
löytynyt.
Into these different places, he could not find peace.
Yhteyteen seuroihin.
But then he
oli
entered the services of believers. God had opened his conscience.
Jumalan valtakunnan evankeliumin vastaan.
He wished to accept this gospel of forgiveness, and after that he knew
anteeksi.
That sins are forgiven.
Rauha Jumalan kanssa.
That he has peace with God. The Spirit of God enlightened this to him.
Jumalan lasten seuroissa on aina haluttu
at the services of the children of God, we have always wanted preach of the forgiveness sins,
Jeesuskin teki,
repentance
ja
as Jesus did.
Jeesuksen antamalla valtuudella, ei
and
siis
this work we do with the power given by Jesus, not with our own power, our own words, but with the power from God, given to us through Jesus. At these evening services, you listener to the word of God, who have come to listen here, you have that promise to believe all sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus and his atoning blood. Here at the services of the children of God, it is always preached the forgiveness of sins. It is such a great gift, that forgiveness of sins, that gift that we have received, that the world cannot understand this.
Aivan kuin reunasta ymmärtää sellainen,
they can understand
on
from the edge
osallinen.
That one
saa uskoa kaikki synnit anteeksi Herra Jeesuksen
can be a part of it, can believe all sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus.
Tahdotaan tehdä niin kauan,
we wish to do this work
aika on.
As long as it is the time of God.
Jossa lukee, että olkaa raittiit ja valvokaa.
Se on our service sticker.
Siinä on myöskin kuva käsistä, jotka ovat
and remain sober.
Rukoukseen yhdistetyt.
It has a picture of hands crossed in prayer.
We can pray. Työn
we can pray for the work of the kingdom of God here and in our home Zions,
ja toisten puolesta
in our own behalf and on others' behalf, also those who have given up their gift of faith.
He tulevat meidän sydäntämme.
They are in our hearts, very close to us, those who have lost their gift of faith, that God in his grace would call them back.
Vielä on armon aika. Vielä saarnataan evankeliumia Jumalan valtakunnasta.
It is yet a time of grace. We still preach here in the kingdom of God of the forgiveness of sins.
Kuuntelemassa,
and if there is one such friend listening,
koet, että sinulla ei ole Jumalan rauhaa,
and you feel that you do not
tiedä,
have this peace of God,
anteeksi,
you do not know if your sins are forgiven.
Sinulle tahdotaan julistaa Jumalan valtakunnasta, että
we proclaim to you a kingdom of God that you can leave all your sins, unbelief and all your sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus and his atoning blood. And you can begin to follow the Lord Jesus and his own.
Ja vielä sinulle, rakas sisareni ja veljeni,
and you, dear brother and sister,
tahdon sitä kuuluttaa, että
I wish to proclaim
tilanteesi millaiseksi tahansa,
that no matter how you feel your situation is,
sairautta taikka
may it be illness
or
burdens or whatever has happened in your life before you, loneliness,
niin
someone may also
sen,
feel,
että you can think ole yksin,
that you are not alone.
Herra Jeesus tahtoo sinun kanssasi kulkea,
that the Lord Jesus wishes to travel with you on this journey, to be giving you and giving you strength and encouraging you with that everlasting gospel which carries us to our heavenly home. Believe for that reason all sins in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven. You can be comforted and blessed and free. A grace child of God. The freedom of a child of God is such that is important to us, that when we have a good conscience, we can be free. And if we have such a matter in our hearts that it makes you feel that we cannot really get over it, that one does not have strength to believe from this sermon, you can pray to God that he would give you some watchman to whom you can speak of your heart.
Vaikeroi tällaisen asian kanssa, niin
and if there is someone here listening who feels in this way, I wish to tell unto you those good tidings from God. To be free, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood.
Sisaret ja veljet, kun tähän
brothers and sisters,
yritin valmistautua, niin
when I tried to prepare for this service, I felt myself so lacking and so full of sin and fear. I wish to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven?
Kyllä minä tahdon uskoa yhdessä teidän
I wish
kanssa
to believe together with you.
Näin me saamme jäädä
in this way we can remain believing, remembering one another in our prayers unto the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.